Thank you very much, Chair. I want to thank you all for your comments. We have taken good note of all of them. I want to share with you that we are more than 50 people attending in this hall, and there are more than 100 delegations that have connected remotely. So I really want to acknowledge the engagement and participation that we are having here today as a very good step forward. There are several things that have been mentioned generally by all of you. One is the issue of statistics, and I want to assure everybody that the functions of the divisions on statistics will be maintained, that the standalone unit will be coordinating, normalizing, putting high pressure on standards, but that the functions of the divisions on this, their statistical purview on, because of their analysis and research, will be enhanced. So I think that we are completely in line with the things that have been said by several delegations here today. With respect to resource mobilization and technical cooperation, I have already asked our technical cooperation group to try to give us all the demands that we haven't been able to fulfill in the technical cooperation area precisely because of lack of resources. And our effort will be precisely to try to put forward, as was said, multi-year, regional, thematic projects ahead to be financed for the demands that we have received from the member states. So in that sense, we are also aligned with a lot of the comments that were made here in terms of the link between resource mobilization and technical cooperation to be more stable and for us to be more able to really respond to the demands and needs that we receive from the member states. So that will be our first, obviously, our first task. So we are also very much aligned with the comments that were made from the groups and several delegations. With respect to having measurable milestones for the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant, and also to really sharpen the performance indicators and RBM framework. I acknowledge that this is work in progress, that we have to continue on that line. We are very open to the comments and indications that will come from you specifically with respect to what is already in the program plan. But I am aware that this is one of the lines that we will have to strengthen going forward, and we will present to you when we are ready the advances that we will make in that area. With respect to the budget negotiations in Palestine, you really mentioned this as a very important point. We are negotiating in the framework of the UN and with the Secretariat. We are hopeful that we will get better results from our engagement with New York. And here also, let me emphasize what many of you have said in terms of the relationship and this strengthening the relationship between Geneva and New York at the membership level as much as at the secretariat level. So let me acknowledge on that too. Let me also emphasize the LDC's focus, our commitment to LDC 5, and the seats agenda that was also being mentioned, that we will really closely follow with the UN system on these issues and will enhance our work with respect to the vulnerable countries, LDCs, landlocked, and seats. And there was also the general point about coherence and coherence across the organization. And that was one of my points when I addressed all of you. And I think that the working committees and the working groups thematic working groups will enhance our coherence and our coordination within the organization. And thank you very much also to for the delegate that mentioned the 60th anniversary. We are looking forward to build with you towards this year's 22, 23, going to 24, to UNCTAD 16, and to the 60th anniversary of UNCTAD. Thank you all the delegations that participated, and be assured that what we have heard here will be taken seriously into account into the future plans, the recommendations and changes that we will have to make according to the views of the working party, and looking forward to see you in these days of work here at UNCTAD Working Party. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Secretary General.